the school nurse sent a little boy home from school early because he, at school.
Was bad at school.
Uh-huh, but it was the nurse, you know, the nurse sent him home because he didn't feel good at school, so you'd say he, what, at school?
Was sick.
Uh-huh, thank you. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you might say he feels sick.
In the stomach?
Right. What do you call the noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Did you ever hear of a party like that? Me either. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or...
Oh, a spook will get you.
Any other word?
The devil.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of Boogerman?
Boogerman, yes.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
How would I greet him?
Uh-huh. On December 25th.
Christmas. Good morning, Christmas gift.
Okay, thank you. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you'd say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far. I'm glad I don't have to...
Toady.
Thank you. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and tail inside the shell.
Terrapin. Or kudu.
And if it lives on land?
A highland turtle.
Okay. Thank you. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten? The insides of other, you know, the insides of the hog.
Chitlin.
Can the insides of any other animals be eaten?
No, not at all.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake when it has a pointed front?
Oh.
You sit in it to go fishing, you know.
A boat?
Uh-huh. What if it had a squared front?
A bathroom.
Thank you. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase?
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty...
necklace?
Uh-huh, but not a necklace. You might say, something of beads. That sure is a pretty...
pretty pair of beads.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Two men had a fight, and one beat the other very badly. You might say that one man really...
beat the...
Uh-huh. Now, beat, you know, he sort of beat him. I mean, a really bad beating, you know, a really strong word.
Beat him up bad?
Uh-huh. Would you ever use anything else like trounce or whoop?
Whooped him?
Yeah, would you ever say that for a real bad beating?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.